Unemployment in Tennessee is at record lows, but some advocates for the poor are nonetheless worried about how plans to reinstate the work requirement for food stamps will play out. Their fear is that in many parts of Tennessee, the jobs just won't be there. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Governor Bill Haslam says one goal in bringing back the work requirement is to nudge Tennesseans who've quit looking for work to get back at it. But Michelle Johnson with the Tennessee Justice Center says there's a reason the state's workforce has been stuck at around 3.1 million people for about a decade.
In many rural communities, there are no jobs. So even though these people are able-bodied, the unemployment rate is such that they don't have any options.
The Great Recession may be long over, but some small towns still haven't recovered from the decline in manufacturing. That's not necessarily reflected in the unemployment rate, because that statistic does not count people who've given up looking for work. The Haslam administration is promising to help them get on their feet through job assistance programs and more training. It also plans to continue waiving the work requirement in the 16 counties that are struggling the most. But even the governor concedes there probably aren't many shirkers. Of the million Tennesseans who receive food stamps, the Haslam administration estimates that fewer than 60,000 are able-bodied adults without dependents who don't work. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.